For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed here with head coach Brent Bolte. And coach, another big win for your team. But again, it wasn't the explosive out of the gates like week one. It was the grind them out, get our scores, get our lead, play defense, and keep building on that lead. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, in the first half, I mean, we only had the ball four times. We scored three out of the four. Gave them a possession back when we fumbled the punt, which led to their, really the defense played pretty well. Even in the first half, we gave a couple plays here and there, but they were trying to suck the life out of the game. And the assist goes to their 42nd play person. I mean, I've never seen a snap, or I had to go back to the live, the streaming deal that they have on the NSIC network. And I mean, there was between 60 and 80 seconds between plays. Like, they just didn't set the 42nd clock. So not only the new rules, but extension of that, I think just made it a really awkward first half, not getting the ball. But our offense was playing well. And then the second half, we came out and put things away, played better on special teams, and didn't give up anything major there. So we finished them off, and now we're getting ready for Cato.
Your defense on the day, just three first downs in the second half. I read four net yards rushing on the day with the six sacks to give the defense now 20 on the season. The defense has really, really played well this year.
Yeah, I mean, we have, and there's some things that obviously we need to clean up, and we're going to face better and better offenses as we go. But teams have gone one of two ways against us, either throw the ball extremely, extremely quick and throw it often. I think I saw the stat line for their starting quarterback, Mary, was like 16 for 24 for like 55 yards. So obviously they were just getting it out to their running backs and on a bunch of screens and a bunch of check downs right away to limit our pass rush, which I would too. Those guys are pretty good up front. So just a different type of game. And we like to pressure and do stuff, and by the time you get into a game, like, your pressure stuff's kind of out the window because you're not getting home with bringing a bunch of exotic blitzes and stuff. So play a lot of base stuff and just went out and played more physical. We were getting guys on the ground, which we missed some tackles in the first half, but I really thought, like you said, I think those guys have played pretty well and pretty hard to hold teams to less than 10 yards rushing. So happy for those guys to be able to go out and do it and continue to get negative plays.
Max Bedouris named Defensive Player of the Week in the Northern Sun. That's always nice to see others recognize the hard work of your players.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Max is a really special kid. He's works so hard to kind of master his craft and kind of embodies, you go back, like we were talking off the air about Gunner and different guys that truly embody what Bemidji State football is all about, and he's definitely one of those guys. He puts everything into keeping his body at a high level and works out more than anybody, and prehab, rehab, you name it, to be ready to go. So happy for him to get that honor and very, very deserving.
One player I was happy to see get in the score column was Mike Wanmaker. He's done everything he's been asked to do here from what I can see as a senior. He had two catches, both of them were touchdowns. Nice to see him rewarded with some time in the end zone.
Yeah, it's great for Mikey. He's a good kid. And, when he transferred in from South Dakota State, he just kind of accepted his role, works hard. He's going to be out there when his time's called. So, that one-handed catch in the back of the end zone was pretty awesome, and then he got the two-point conversion too, so that was pretty cool to see. But he's been working hard. It's just a byproduct of, getting your number called. You got a lot of good receivers out there, and you got to be in the right spot at the right time for certain calls. So happy for Mikey, though. He's really worked his tail off too to, help our offense be explosive and do a lot of the dirty work that probably doesn't show up in the score, or in the stat line as you look at it.
And to wrap up, good to see Dell Duncan Busby come back from that hit. We talked in the post game. You didn't feel it was a dirty hit at all. It just was a hard football hit, but it was still, he had to come off and he was a little shaken, but he was able to come back and play really well.
Yeah, and Dell took a college football. You can take those hits, and the officials were trying to protect him, and the kid got ejected. And, it probably in the letter of the law was a targeting. He's going for the ball and ended up making a big hit. And yeah, I wasn't sure how Dell was going to be able to react, but came over the sideline, kind of shook it off, was out a few plays, and was to get back in. So we were able to shut him down in the second half, and he should be ready to roll for the weekend.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. Our player profile is next on the Corner Bar and Grill pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.